Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, we are live from BravoCon, and I'm excited to announce that we have my bestie and my friend, Kyle Richards, here on Two Teas in a Pod. Kyle, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. This is very funny to be here doing this instead of like our normal Vegas trip would be.
Our normal Vegas trip looks quite different.
It does. Normal, yes.
But now I'm just going to be asking.
That was when I first met you in Vegas, when we were going to Vegas when you first were on the show.
We took a jet, we came here.
And then we were instant friends.
We knew that first night that Erica yelled at me that we were meant to be.
I forgot about that.
I know, it was so funny when yesterday, Kyle and I were on the same flight as we walk up, there's a guy named Sonny at Jet Suite X, and he's like, "Hey ladies, there's a lot of people here you guys are fighting with."
And then I forgot. That, you know, oh my gosh, Teddy, you may have some enemies here at BravoCon.
But then the first person that we saw was Reza.
Right, which Reza and I had an argument on social media.
Yeah.
And then I just went up and I said, truce, and whatever. I don't have time to hold on to anger these days.
He did seem like he was taking, like, there was a moment where we were all sitting. So it was Reza was on there, MJ, Erica, Anna Marie, the new housewife on Beverly Hills. Yep. We had Alex Baskin, who's the producer of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules, and Botch, Orange County.
Orange County, yeah, all the shows.
But so you said the truth. He said nothing else. But I feel like he was still listening to everything that we were saying.
Reza?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just glad I said, gave him a hug and said truce. I really can't. I didn't want to have any like weird awkwardness at BravoCon. I mean, there will maybe be some potentially still to come.
If there's one person that you're least looking forward to seeing at BravoCon, who is it?
The least looking forward to, well, this is not the least, but this is the one that's, you know, people are asking me a lot about is LVP because, you know, I never see her and we don't speak. So obviously, you know, people are curious about that.
Well, I was curious when I saw her on Access Hollywood, and the only thing she really had to talk about was you.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad I could keep her busy.
Do you think people want to know, is there ever a chance of reconciliation between the two of you?
Well, you know how I am, Teddy.
Yeah.
I'm not like you.
What? Hold a grudge till the day I die?
Teddy does hold a grudge. You know, if she were to come up and say something nice and give me a hug or something, I'm the type that will just be like forgotten. You know, that's just how I'm like, whatever.
But she is not that type.
She's not that type. So that's why it won't happen.
Yeah. And you saw that somebody strategically placed her LVP magazine on my bed upon arrival at BravoCon.
Was that a magazine or a pamphlet?
Shade. It was a little thin on the pages. So maybe that is a pamphlet. So I guess Reza said he called you overrated.
Yeah.
Did you immediately want to, like, what made you respond when he said that? Because sometimes you're very responsive on social media. And sometimes when I get upset, sometimes Kyle is not on Instagram and we can't even send memes.
I delete social media for a while here and there. I don't know. It was just one of my moods and I responded something. I don't know. You know, it just caught me in the moment. And I said something like rude back or something, which is just stupid. I don't like to engage with that stuff. But sometimes I have my moments. What can I say?
We all have our moments.
Yes.
Okay. Then we spoke a little bit on Watch What Happens Live about Mo and Emma Slater. Picks, all that. People want to know, has Emma ever reached out to you? Have you ever had a conversation with Emma?
No. But I met her at Dancing with the Stars briefly. She was very nice. You know, I have, you know, she seems very, very nice.
Yeah. And then what has kind of progressed since? I mean, at the point when we're on Watch What Happens Live, those pictures just dropped. Right. And then where are we now?
Where are we now? Well, Mo posted an Instagram story with Emma.
How did you feel about that?
Undecided. Undecided. No, I don't know. I just, I'm not sure. But listen, you know, we are separated.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're allowed to do what we want. I just, you know, it's just strange to see. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, I'm, you know, married almost 28 years.
And that's so a success. That is a success.
It is a success story. And, you know, there are, you know, people, I've seen people say, oh, but you've been running around with your friend. First of all, I mean, there's no weird pictures. I say weird, you know, there's no weird pictures of me with anybody on the internet at all. So I, you know, that was just jarring for me. You know, and I'm seen with my friends all over, but they don't use those photos. I mean, Jen was with me at the airport. There's only a picture of me. They, you know, so they're focused on the media, who they want to focus on, who they see me with the most, you know.
And then what about the
people? Who they want to focus on, that's what I'm saying.
And then what do people say, the ones that are like, well, what about the music video?
What about the music video? Oh, I don't mind. You mean comparing it to what Mo's doing? Well, I don't mind Mo dancing. I'm the one who encouraged him to do Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
And, you know, when they're dancing and, you know, I mean, you've seen the dances.
The last
one.
It's
not easy to watch.
The last one was a little bit of like, almost like a scissor move, which like
that's what somebody said to me at BravoCon today.
But they were doing more of a wheelbarrow.
Okay, well I'm gonna say I didn't watch that, to be honest. It's not easy for me to see. I really wanted him to do well, and I voted for them every week, and you know I was very supportive. Like I said, you know I wanted him to do it because he wanted to do it. So I said I think you should then. But you know, with that said, it's a lot.
Yeah,
you know, it is. It's a lot. And even though we are allowed to do what we each want to do, I just am like, okay, let's just kind of like.
It's still hard to see it.
Even keep it under wraps or whatever it is, or, you know, I don't know.
Like that's very in your face in that platform. What were your thoughts on the same exact day that all of that happened, all of this news dropped about PK and Dorit? Because to me, that was a little bit shocking. Like it was slightly mentioned in the episode, and then all of a sudden they did a public statement to People magazine that they're great, they're together.
Well, I mean, listen,
that's quick turnaround.
On Watch Happens Live,
we were,
and people thought that we were not. We thought we were being honest. We did not know that news came out that day. So when Andy said, did you know about this? I said, no, because that's the truth. And then when he said, did you know anything about this before? And I was like, I don't want to talk about Dorit's private stuff. I know what it feels like. So I was like, no. And I wasn't being honest. But then I was like, oh, she has said on the show and on camera that they had a bad year and all that. But that's why I looked a little nervous, because I just don't want to talk about other people's you know, difficult times that they're going through.
Do you think that Erica, when she said it at BravoCon, when she did the walk up and the whole thing that Dorit kind of, you know, Dorit did crush that confessional where she's like, and then she walked up.
That was her best confessional.
Her best. Moment. Yeah. Yeah. Her best. But do you think that Erica had any idea? Because Erica told me I 100% didn't have any
yes,
idea.
Yes, that's what she says. And I do believe that. And I was shocked because I didn't think they had any issues. And I'm close with them. I'm also very close with PK. They're both my friends. So that's why I was like, why would Erica do that?
Yeah.
Because we know what it's like when there's things that aren't true about you and it just goes everywhere.
Do you think that aided and like it exacerbated the problem, or do you think
I think someone's saying something. No, I've been dealing with rumors for years and, you know, it's really not fun, but that's, you know, not what, that's not what created my, you know, issues in my marriage. So.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
And then getting into this past week's episode, Estella was a real breakout. We love mother-in-laws. To everyone who has an incredible mother-in-law, cheers to you right now listening on.
Mo was more mad than I was. He was not happy. That's what set him.
Did she not know she was mic'd?
Well, I said that. I said maybe she just forgot. But. Some people thought otherwise.
It feels like an awkward time to forget when mic cameras are following you around.
I mean, there were a lot of cameras and she did have a mic on. It was weird. And that's actually what set, you know, Mo was not in a good mood. He did not like that. I was like, oh my God.
It seemed very tense in the household. Like I've been to a million holidays at your house. I've done so much and it is always like there's music, there's warmness, there's fun, and you can just feel the tension throughout the entire thing. But I had never seen Mo respond the way he did about the tattoo.
Me either, ever. Ever.
So what was going on there? And also, didn't you guys get the tattoo together?
Yeah, that's just so funny. I'm glad you brought that up.
Because I was like, hold on.
There's so much focus on, you know, this one tattoo I have. And there's a kind of a funny story about that. When I went to go get this tattoo, Morgan actually, I was scared to get the first one. And the girl was like, well, some people do a this or they do a that. And they were giving suggestions. And like very common first ones are like a rose or a heart. She was like, I'm scared it's going to her. I kept saying that. And then, so Morgan was like, oh, look at her. I mean, how many tattoos she has. So she's like, here. I said, do the rose then. I want to see what that looks like and if it hurts. So she did that. And then you want to know the truth about this?
Right.
So she did that. And then I was remembering that LVP had a rose on her leg. She did. She had a little rose. And then I was like, oh, thanks for showing me that. Didn't hurt. But I don't want to do that one. I'll do something else. I'm not really a rose type. So then I started like a heart and I drew one like that. And then, so that's how that happened. And then she got it first. And then I was like, okay, this doesn't even hurt. I'm going to do mine. And then I got this one with Mo. He has the same tattoo as me. I want to go on about the tattoos because I have my tattoos. I kind of, each person I like went with, I have matching
this
with.
Is us.
Right. So we have the moon and the star here, stars here, as well as Jen. And then, this one I can't say who I'm matching with. People will know one day soon. But this is somebody I went together and they haven't told their family and friends, so I can't.
Oh, it is. Is it a four-leaf clover?
It is a four-leaf clover. It's with somebody significant in my life. Yes. But this person doesn't want to tell her family. Let me see. Her children.
Everything's hunky-dory?
No, shut up. No. This person doesn't want to tell her children about it, so I was like, I have to keep it quiet. And anyway, so now, why was he so tense that night? Okay, I think the mood was tense, you know, the whole situation that came up on camera about the tabloids and this and that. Also, I didn't know, Mo's mom was like, you know, she didn't care about that tattoo, so I jokingly said that, and then I was like, oh, I should not have said that. So I tried to take it back.
Because they got you on the flashbacks. You're like, but I didn't say that, and then they're like, and then Mo has the tattoo, and you're like,
no, but I said on camera, oh, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. And then I said, I told her. And then I said, maybe you don't. So they try to trick you with
but
the
then he's
flashback.
Like this with the red wine. He's like, I didn't want to say it.
But then I was like, did you not want to say, it wasn't about being Jewish. I know a lot of people think that. He wouldn't have done it if it was because of that. So people are like, oh, it's because he's Jewish. No, if it was because he's Jewish, he would not have gotten the tattoo in the first place, even though that was a hesitation initially.
Okay.
That's why I was like, should I tell his mom? You know, I don't know. But she didn't care at all. And then I was like, well, you know, they're shooting their show. Is it something that he wanted to share on his show, buying Beverly Hills? I didn't really know. I just never saw him like react like that.
Can you explain the dynamic between the two shows? So what are you allowed to do on Buying Beverly Hills?
Me?
Yes.
So their first season, I wasn't allowed at all.
Okay.
Because Bravo was like, no.
Yeah.
So then a lot of people with Netflix were like, why is Kyle not here? It doesn't make sense. Why is she not here at her daughter's birthday? And things like that. So they made a deal, the two networks. They came to an agreement, you know, because I still want them to be on with me on my show and I want to be able to support them on their show, Mo and the girls. So they came to an agreement. And it really is down to like literally she's allowed this many minutes per episode, this much air. It's kind of a funny
so
little deal they had to make.
So you think he wanted to reveal his tattoo on his show?
I think so, because they were just starting filming too. I was like, oh, is that because you wanted to do? I don't know. I knew it couldn't be about his mom. He's 53 years old.
Yeah.
And his mom didn't even care about mine. And he knew that when I said she didn't care. So I'm not really sure, you know. Tensions were high.
Tensions were high. I mean, yeah. I think, you know, as tensions are high, and then the cameras add another dynamic of tensions are high, because then everybody's there. You can feel the camera getting hot on you. Do you watching back? I know you barely watch, because I tried after I watch. I'm like, can we talk about it? You're like, I haven't watched.
Well, I forgot to watch this week, and then I forgot that it was airing on Wednesday, so I didn't post about it. I didn't initially post about it because I didn't like the trailer and I didn't want my kids to have to see all the stuff about the separation and that scene they were showing with us. So I didn't post intentionally then, but this last week I just forgot the show was airing, and I was there. I was like, oh my gosh, That's right. The show's on. And then I couldn't turn my TV on because I never know how to turn my TV on.
No, she can't ever figure out that.
So this is why I don't watch television.
What would you have done if Mo did a pretty woman scene for you for one of your anniversaries and gave you a loaned necklace and had Sutton come sing a Berlin song?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know if I could have kept a straight face. I was so embarrassed. First of all, PK is having me do this whole thing. Dorit was telling me, like, when we got there, why are we here? Kyle, why are we here? She was getting so annoyed with me. And I'm like, checking in, Kyle Richards. Like, that's so weird. Like, why? I'm like, PK, you had me checking in with Dorit, like, getting a room?
Why didn't he just take her himself?
He had to do a whole spiel. And then I was like, I'm not sure how the borrowing a necklace and giving it back is going to go over. Why can't you just give her a gift and let her have it?
Why can't you just give her a small...
They're going to die in a few days.
On a charcuterie board or whatever the juice was that she was not happy about. Erica recently said in an interview that Sutton's action this season towards your marriage. She said, if your friend Kyle is going through something, why are you so invested in an ugly way? Why aren't you more caring and loving? Like, I don't know. These are the moments of Sutton that are great and then ends up in disappointment, quite honestly. And that's, truthfully, I get a lot of heat because I'm really trying not to be biased about my personal feelings towards Sutton. I just don't get along with her. I don't get her. I don't. And so regardless if I'm watching her on a television show or I'm with her in person, I've never trusted her. I don't think she has good intentions. But you do. And I've never tried to sway.
I was the first one who like bonded with her and really like her. But that's why it hurt me more. You know, I do like her. And we do have a genuine friendship. And she's fun. And we make each other laugh. And, you know, I'm a sucker if someone makes me laugh. And we just have fun together. So when she came at me about my marriage, like in this sort of like, I had almost like I had done her wrong or something. Like, you know,
yeah.
I felt attacked and cornered about my marriage instead of saying, and on camera, by the way, instead of, you know, off camera saying, are you okay? You know, you're my friend.
Did she do that off camera?
No, that's the thing. I was like, I was like thinking, why are they acting like, they're mad at me that I'm going through this hard time, and why are they waiting until the cameras are here, you know, to ask me about this? So yeah, I wasn't.
Have you heard from her at all?
Yeah, I did, and we were fine after that. We made up and then we didn't, and then
she
sent me a text, and I just honestly, it's two things, because I started seeing the clips and I didn't like the things I was hearing. So much focus about my marriage and my life. Like, worry about your own. Go try to meet somebody. Worry about your own relationships. And also, she made a comment about Erica and her show and the press that didn't sit well with me, because I thought, you know, as a group, you know, which I'm grateful for, we're all very supportive of each other's endeavors. And, you know, all of us show up for everybody's things.
Yeah.
You know, it's Garcelle's movie. You know, they were always so supportive of, you know, my projects and everything. Sutton's store, we show up, we support her. I shop there, I buy things from there. And then she put
Erica's
show, she made some comment. That's sad. So then she made some comment like putting down Erica and her show in Vegas, and it was so mean-spirited that I was like, that is showing me a whole other side. Like, you don't do that to someone's livelihood. And you know, I just,
do you think she does it to pander to Twitter, or do you think that's who she is?
Both.
Yeah.
And that really, really bothered me. I was like, that's so mean. Like, there's no excuse for someone doing something like that. And by the way, it could have been about, you know, any one of the women. You know, obviously I'm close with Erica. But it just shows a side of someone that I really didn't like. And between that and her comments about, you know, my marriage, I was like, okay, I need a little break.
A little time out.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Well, I'm a little bit confused for scenes for next week. They show you guys, you're at Magic Mike. The internet's kind of exploding a little bit. That Sutton was pulling... you know, that she was upset about a Magic Mike situation. I heard that wasn't actually the case. Can you give any kind of tease on what is actually going down? And is she fighting with Garcelle?
Okay, it's so funny because I saw that clip and I was like, oh, I think it was just me. But she was annoyed with both of us, but I think, of course, she would only take it out on me.
Right.
You know, people, you know, in this group sort of pick and choose who they snap at. But she went there excited to go to this show, and she had like,
and she knew what it was.
I don't know why she got so offended. I mean, I have my theory. You know, I think that she was supposed to get up there originally.
How did she know she was supposed to get up there?
They asked us all in advance, and I said no.
And but then you were up there.
I know. Then well, then they asked me later, and I said fine, but I didn't want to ruin my dress. I was like, oh, I don't want to get up there and get stuff all over my dress. So. But I think that she was expecting to, because she was told that, and then she wasn't. And then that's my theory, because she was supposed to get up there with Erica and Crystal.
So you think it was about the attention? She wanted the attention, and then the fact that they chose you. And
no, they chose just the two of them first.
Crystal. Well, it's Crystal's birthday.
It was supposed to be Crystal, Erica, and Sutton. I don't know why Sutton didn't go up then. They later said, we were going to have you go up later.
But she'd already flipped out.
Yes, but then she said no, it wasn't that. She was just offended by the whole thing with the show. But I was like, but you like hired a stripper before for Crystal's birthday.
Was filming this season of Housewives sober different? And would you say sober, or you're just not drinking?
I don't know the proper term for that. I mean, I'm not an alcoholic, so I don't know if you're allowed to say sober if you're not drinking, or just if you just don't drink, if that means sober. I don't know. So I don't want
to. Haven't had a
I
drink
need to find in. Out about that. I have not had a drink in, let's see, it's November 15 and a half months. On the 15th of November, it'll be 16 months.
But you had the THC party at your house.
Right.
Did you partake?
I didn't. I was going to. I was like, okay, maybe I'll just have a little and see what it's like in the food. But then I saw that a couple others weren't either. So then I felt comfortable, because I didn't want to be like, come to my home for this weed-infused dinner and be the only one who didn't do it, because I'm ridiculous and think I'm falling to peer pressure. But I didn't have to, and I was glad because I don't listen. Of course, I have tried these things, you know, but I like gummies and things like that. I don't know.
You thought your legs were falling. I thought my legs.
I couldn't feel my legs, and then I thought my bracelet was strangling me, and I couldn't breathe. So, you know, certain personality types don't do well with this stuff.
Who do you think the biggest stir of this season is?
Sutton.
For sure. Do you plan on getting any more tattoos, and what matching tattoos should we get tonight?
I know Vegas is a good place to do this. Well, I'm supposed to be getting one next week with my daughter, Farrah.
Oh, Farrah's a big question.
Oh, okay.
People want to know if Farrah is still with her fiance. Should we call her?
No, if she is, I can call her. I don't like to answer things for other people.
Just put her on speaker. Farrah is an avid
like to put people on spot, but let me just call my daughter on the pod with the camera and on the speaker. Let's see if she answers.
She listens to twats.
I know she does. She says she's never missed one.
I love Farrah.
Yeah, she's never missed one. Let's see if she answers.
I love that you have her in your
phone.
This is
very Ellen DeGeneres having you calling.
I always put people on the spot right away. I'm like,
I call her Farrah Face.
Farrah Face.
Because she has the cutest little face.
She does have face.
Well, now she's a stunning little face, but when she was a baby, she was.
She isn't answering.
I'll let her speak for her own, you know, to that herself.
We're going to get Farrah on the pod.
You need to have all the girls on the pod.
We should. Yeah.
Farrah, Alexi, and Sophia are all starting, you know, their season of Buying Beverly Hills is coming up.
Yeah. So you guys stay tuned. I'm going to have all the girls on the pod and we'll dig into that. Now I have to ask. These are fan questions now.
It's so funny because, you know, you see an episode and you know what's going on, but obviously the audience doesn't always know what's going on. So you'll see so many different opinions about a situation. You know, I get things from like, I'm so happy to see you in your power and, you know, standing up for yourself and being a strong woman. I love this, you know, new Kyle. And then I get what are you thinking?
You seem angry.
No, what are you thinking? This is a mistake. Don't leave your marriage. You're going to regret this. And I want to say to those people, do you think I wanted this? Yeah. Like, is this what you thought I wanted my outcome to be? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, after watching the show 13 years, I think you guys know me better. Like, this is not something I wanted to happen. And rest assured, you know, this is not something you take lightly. So, you know, it's just interesting. And then there are people, you're angry. Well, yeah, guess what? I was.
Yeah. And what advice would you give to other women who I think are probably relating a lot to watching this right now that are in flux in their marriages, or they're getting separated, or they are angry, or they have been burned, or whatever.
I hear a lot of that too. A lot of people are, you know, because I wasn't ready to talk, and there's certain things I'll never be ready to say because it's private, and I'm not here to make anybody look bad or throw people under the bus, or, you know, we're a family no matter what, and I love Mo and I always will.
Yeah.
And we are a family, a very strong, you know, tight family. So whether we're together or not, we are always going to have that. And I want to make sure that we always do.
Yeah.
With that said, you know, obviously there was things that I was holding in that were hurting me and upsetting me. And, you know, I'm not the best at my poker face. I think people know that about me. And some people picking up on that, you know, other people just think you're just bitter and angry. And other people are like, I can tell that you're going through something, like they feel like I've been through something similar, you know, things like that. But what could I tell people about this?
Yeah. Like, is there anything you would have done differently looking back?
No. I mean, if I could just come out and tell everybody, here's exactly why, but I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I that would just make it easier for me. So people, you know, but no, it's okay if you don't understand and you get mad at me sometimes because my family comes first.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. This is a nice transition. Thank you guys for this right here. The next one is, what is your favorite Morgan Wade song?
My favorite Morgan Wade song. My God. Well, I first heard her in Wilder Days, so I obviously love that song. But there's so many. I love Psychopath. I love Take Me Away. She has a new song, the Halloween song. Did you listen to that yet? That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, so good.
And she has new music coming out, like just acoustic stuff that is just so beautiful, her voice and her lyrics.
And through the press, we've seen that there's a show. Are you able to tease anything about that?
Yeah, I started out, you know, wanting to make this documentary. She's having a double mastectomy. You know, I lost my mom to breast cancer, and to see this person who's this young, you know, and taking, you know, charge of her life, and, you know, I thought it was very empowering that she's going to do this and being so brave about it. And I also wanted to, you know, while she's like living her life on the road touring, and that's also a very interesting aspect of her life, living on this bus with all these men, and, you know, she's their boss, and just it's there's a lot of comedy on the bus, you know, so that is fun and funny to watch too. So I thought, I want to follow this journey here, you know, where she came from, and, you know, her rise to success, and, you know, her life on the road to her surgery and that whole thing. So it started out like that, and then, you know, other things started coming up in the press, and, you know, everyone was talking, and like, well, we kind of have to address, you know, stuff that's out there too. So, you know, but it's been really great filming it. It's really fun and interesting too, and just very empowering. So I think people will be excited to see it.
I think so too. Thank you so much for coming on. I didn't, to be honest, you guys, I didn't even ask Kyle at the beginning, because I never want to put her in a situation where I feel like I am taking advantage of our friendship and how much I love you and care about you, and I want what's best for you and your family. In that same token, I get heat constantly. You're biased. I just want to say something. Any friendship that isn't biased towards their good friend that they care about and would do anything for, I don't want to be friends with.
Well, you know me. Like, so people who don't know me are, you know, but say things that you know is not true. So of course you're going to feel.
Yeah. Like I, you know what? I remember that very first day I walked on that private jet and not one of the women was nice to me. You were an OG and you came up and welcomed me with open arms, and I will forever be indebted to you, because now it's a lifelong friendship.
It is a lifelong friendship.
I am so grateful for it. You are my LA family.
I know. We really are. When you were going through all your stuff in your back, your dad was calling me, getting me all worked up.
I know.
Getting me all stressed.
I got to say, between the Cougs and Kyle and their Googling and their deciding of our medical
if you
conditions.
Knew the stuff your dad was saying to me, I was like, I don't want to hear you talk like that.
No, he goes, Kyle, I'm calling you. I talked to Kyle already. She told me not to have this conversation, but I think you might be dying.
No, he's like, I just want to say, you better prepare yourself. And I was like, can you not talk like that? He's like, well, you have to face the facts, Kyle. And I was like, I'm just going to be so upset.
But, I'm drawn to the same type of human beings. Let's just say that. So thank you so much. I'm so excited. Anything else you want to tease as we wrap about this season?
I mean,
I have to do the circle. Sorry.
It was a circle. Who would you be scared would outshade you?
Yeah, like, is there any housewife that you feel like, or any Bravo Leb that you feel like could really take you down?
I mean, I would say Kenya, because she's really great at shading, but she loves me too so much, so she won't do that.
Oh, is that a subtle brag?
Well, Kenya's great at shading. I don't know, but we are
really
good friends.
Well, since y'all are so
now.
Close, could you maybe ask her to come on the pod? Thanks.
Sure. Yeah, I do love Kenya so much. But she's
I think she maybe, she could probably do
I
it.
Think she could too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. This was, I love you. Appreciate
you.
I love
you.
And see you later.
See you later.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential.
We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.